Hey everyone, still coming to you from Central Park, New York, and today I want to talk how you don't have to fly blind in your SaaS business and really understand what customers are thinking and make much better product decisions, because there's nothing worse than building the wrong thing. So today's topic, customer feedback. Now, what sort of data can you track and measure and collect? Now, first of all, there's quantitative versus qualitative data, right? So quantitative is everything that you can measure in numbers. So for example, your NPS, your Net Promoter Score, which is on a scale from 1 to 10, you ask people how likely it is that they would recommend your solution to their friends. Now, you've certainly seen that already, but you can also have other surveys with ratings for certain features, for certain use cases, or just any other feedback that your clients want to give you. But then you also have other metrics that you collect and measure that don't come directly from customer feedback, but rather from usage. So metrics like activation, conversion, retention, churn, all these things that you can segment by user persona, for example, or cohort, or things like that, to really dig into, well, who is really using my application and who is not, in order to find similarities. And then we come to the qualitative feedback, which would be, for example, customer support requests, right? Or feature requests. Or a customer sounding board, which is just a regular group of great customers that come together every now and then, and you can ask them some feedback directly. Or user testing, which is when you record people, usually first timers, that use your software and are supposed to reach a certain goal, and they comment what they're doing. This is a great way to understand where you might have onboarding or activation problems. Now, how to collect and interpret that sort of user feedback, because there's a lot of sources that you have, right? And so many customer support tools allow for surveys, so you can sort of combine that. There's now product management software like Product Board or others that have certain features to collect user feedback. And interestingly enough, now with AI, some are trying to automate and find insights from qualitative feedback. And some tools that are worth trying out for you would be Joon.so, Mixpanel, UserPilot, or Hotjar. Hotjar I really like because you can really see what people are doing straight on your platform. It really records what they're doing, where they're searching for things, where they might be confused. And so that is great insight. All right, let me know if you have any other tools that you recommend. Post them in the comments, and I'm looking forward.